Article number 19 from the Belgic Confession of Faith. The title is The Union and Distinction of the Two Natures in the Person of Christ. Let us read responsively. We believe that by this conception, the person of the Son is inseparably united and connected with the human nature, so that there are not two sons of God, nor two persons, but two natures united in one single person. Yet each nature retains its own distinct properties. As then, the divine nature has always remained uncreated, without beginning of days or end of life, filling heaven and earth, so also has the human nature not lost its properties, but remained a creature, having beginning of days, being a finite nature, and retaining all the properties of a real body. And though he has by his resurrection given immortality to the same, nevertheless he has not changed the reality of his human nature. For as much as our salvation and resurrection also depend on the reality of his body, but these two natures are so closely united in one person that they were not separated even by his death. Therefore, that which he, when dying, commended into the hands of his Father was a real human spirit departing from his body. But in the meantime, the divine nature always remained united with the human, even when he lay in the grave, and the Godhead did not cease to be in him, any more than it did when he was an infant, though it did not so clearly manifest itself for a while. Wherefore, we confess that he is very God and very man, very God by his power to conquer death, and very man that he might die for us according to the infirmity of his flesh. There's a lot there, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. It's pretty clear, I think, pretty self-explanatory. There are two natures in Christ. He is God and he is man. The two are not confused. The two are not mixed. They are distinct through all eternity. And yet he is one, as it says, one single person with two natures that retain each their own distinct properties. He is the unchangeable God. Scripture says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord who does not change. Scripture says that he is the eternal one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, without beginning of days or end of life, is what we just confessed earlier. And yet, the mystery of mysteries, that which is eternal, entered time and began as a baby, as a zygote, and that zygote grew. He did not change, but yet he took upon himself change. He took upon himself our reality. He became man and dwelt among us. He became like us in all ways except for sin. He humbled himself, as Paul says in Philippians, taking upon himself not only the form of a man, but the form of a servant, and humbling himself to the point of death, even death of the cross. Paul describes the descent, if you will, the humiliation of Christ. God himself becoming man, becoming a servant, becoming sin, and dying. And yet God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow, every tongue should bow. We celebrate the exaltation. We also celebrate the humiliation, for in doing so, we died and rose again. Amen? Amen. There is so much here in this, like I said. Notice also at the very bottom, wherefore we confess that he is very God and very man, very God by his power to conquer death. So there's the declaration of the resurrection. And very man that he might die for us according to the infirmity of the flesh. There's the main point, the gospel.